Protect yourself on the road, at home, and at work. What is electrosmog? The term electrosmog, as an artificial term, Booth has been stubbornly maintained to describe the environmental impact of electromagnetic fields. In the late 1970s, one began to systematically investigate the influence of the fields on humans and the environment. As opposed to the smog caused by air pollution, which we can smell and see, the presence of electromagnetic fields in our environment eludes direct perception. We are therefore forced to meet the emotionally laden discussion with reliable instruments, measuring methods, and competent experts. Electromagnetic waves, such as the microwaves from Wi-Fi, mobile phones, Bluetooth, OBS, and waves from power cables and electrical devices, belong to the group of non-ionizing radiation. These are waves whose energy is not sufficient to ionize other atoms because the amount of energy is below the binding energy. These include in particular technically used frequencies in the field of radio waves and microwaves. The effects of these waves on biological, and therefore substances containing water, e.g. humans, which, depending on age and sex, consist of 50 to 80% plus water, are partly of a thermal temperature increase, as in the microwave oven, and partly of an a thermal nature disinformation, distress. Effect of electrosmog on the human body. In our civilization, electrosmog and radio smog play a big role. They have come to stay and are steadily increasing. Scientific studies have proved the stressing effect of radiation, mainly focused on the weak points in our body. Due to the high resonance capacity of the human being, we act like an antenna for microwaves and rays. If the optimum state of the human body is disturbed by these electromagnetic waves, the control commands of the brain may no longer be forwarded properly. Outright malfunctions may even occur. Malfunctions in the cell metabolism can take place, resulting in organ deficiencies and, with long-term influence, changes to the tissue. The body gets sick. The otherwise automatic regulation may be severely disrupted by the influence of electromagnetic radiation. Body parts such as the brain, especially the pineal gland, eyes, hearing, genital glands are very sensitive and can suffer considerable damage due to electrosmog. Other parts of the body and organs also suffer from prolonged radiation. More and more signs indicating radiation overload appear. Fatigue, headache, tinnitus, brain tumor, Alzheimer's disease, sleep disorder, hypertension, heart attack, stroke, digestive problems, blood clots, rhyolite formation, diabetes, allergies, nervousness, circulatory disorders, faster growth of existing cancer cells, malfunction of female and male reproductive organs.